So I'm going to invite you to take a deep inhale, breathing in, and then literally when you feel ready, breathing out everything and anything that is in the way of any tension you might be feeling right now. Just allowing your breath to move in and out of your chest. Using your mind as an observer to really watch the movements of your body as your breath is traveling through. How does your chest move? How does your belly move? Are you all of a sudden feeling like your belly dancing? Just enabling your breath to literally take you wherever it wants to go, allowing it to travel, flowing, free flowing. Having no destination, just again and again, allowing your breath to do its thing. Making sure this time is for you, that your devices are switched off or put on silent. Keeping your focus on your breath. On the way it's traveling in and out of your body. Remembering again and again that you're exactly where you need to be right now. Feeling your sit bones now, again, and your feet on the ground, sit bone touching the chair or wherever you might or whatever you might be sitting on. As we celebrate the Valentine's Day, actually, the practice of meditation invites us to love every feeling that comes and visits us. Our mind tends to say, no, I want to only feel joy and laughter and lightness. But what if pain and anger or sadness were all very healthy feelings to welcome as well? They were all there to guide us. What if the only thing we needed to do or that was required of us would be to witness it? All of those feelings, the pleasant ones, the ones we deem as less pleasant, and infuse love into whatever is coming up. Is this love that you're feeling? Is this love? Is this love really that you're feeling? Yeah, I am singing a bit of Bob Marley, but it's okay anyway. The practice of meditation is meant to be light. It's meant to welcome everything that you're feeling, infusing love into it, welcoming it. Allowing it, enabling your breath, your emotions to travel and to do their thing without judging them, without stopping them. The only parts that really require to be questioned in this practice are our thoughts. Are they true? Are they really true? Because our thoughts are probably at the root of our emotion. You're going to think something, you're going to believe in it, It's going to create an emotion in your body that may not feel pleasant. And then maybe you'll act out. How about rewiring the messages that tell you that not feeling pleasant sensations is okay too? Coming back to your breath. Coming back to your body. Coming back to feeling the air moving in your tummy, in your pelvis. Even feeling the connection of your legs or your feet on the ground. How are your hands right now? Are they touching each other? Are they resting on your thighs? The idea here is that the mind is going to try really to keep you safe and to start creating scenarios and stories that may not make you feel love. Love for the situation that is coming up. So what you're invited to do is to really question those thoughts. To really question anything that is keeping you away from acceptance, from a feeling of peacefulness. The mind has a plan that is often not in line with what life gives us. So if we choose to constantly fight with what is, it's going to get very tiring. It's going to create a lot of suffering, anxiety. So what if you had everything that you needed right now? What if things were exactly the way they were meant to be? Staying with your breath, staying with your body, your mind may start to creep in, giving you buts and no and doubts. But here it's about trusting your body. Trusting whatever you feel called to. Trusting your intuition. Trusting your well-being. And trusting that you have everything that you need right now. This is truly a beautiful way to calm the mind. So now we're going to do 3 minutes of silent meditation. I'm going to ring the bell in an instant. your mind is drifting away, remembering to come back, to what is, to come back to your breath, to find an anchor, to feeling your feet on the ground. Such is the nature of the mind. It will take you away into stories. I'm going to invite you to let go of the trauma, let go of the stories, come back to what is, coming back to what is, letting go of the what ifs. Well done. Well done for the 3 minutes you sat in silence and think. And is well done in a collective. And I'm putting this in meditations now. Email me if you want to know more. Thank you. Have a good evening.